What's up, everybody? We're back for another episode. I got a cool dude here. His name is Desmond Gonzalez. And if you don't know his name, you're about to find out. Here at West Miami with him. And we just had a practice with our 2002 Temple girls soccer team. And he came by, said what's up to the girls. And then me and him are going to record. So hope you enjoy it. Contact me if you want to know more about Desmond. We'll put his Instagram handle in the show notes. You can check him out. Look forward to you meeting him and you seeing and hearing what's going down with him in the city of Miami. Desmond, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I'm, you know, finally here.
Yeah, bro. The DG, bro. I met you like 2 years ago. And I just thought you had such a good personality, bro. You know what I mean?
Thank you,
bro. Just a smooth guy and
thank you.
Just real. And then we started talking soccer and we share that passion.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
And, yes, sir.
Yeah, just a pleasure to talk with you today, man. I just want you to just tell everybody just a little bit about your player background, because it's nice to have people that have had a player background like yours come on the show and talk. So just a little bit about some of the highest level you've played at. I know you did some stints with USA. Mm-hmm. Tell us just a little bit.
Well, I played on the U.S. national team at the age of 14. Actually, sorry, 13. I was a U14 national team.
U14 national team. Yeah, that must have felt good.
Yeah, played. It was sick. You know, having boxes shipped of Nike's things to your house.
Yeah, that's cool, bro.
Almost like a young professional.
Yeah, dude.
Then I went to American Heritage. I got a scholarship over there. We won states. And after that, at 15 and a half years old, I moved to Europe full time.
To where?
To play Europe.
Oh, to Europe.
To Europe. So I started playing at 16 professional. So I was in and out of the first team because I was always injured.
Okay.
Playing with the second team. And that was my passion, man. You know, I traveled the world through soccer, and soccer is a blessing.
Yeah. What do you think you love the most about soccer? Because I know so many people that love soccer, and we talk about loving it. But what is it about it that you feel like keeps you coming back for more? You know what I mean? Because I understand it, but it's hard to put words to it. What do you think you love about it?
Let me tell you what I love about soccer. I'm a straight up guy. Is that it brings everybody together?
Yeah.
It's like a peace kind of symbol, brother. Because you can bring people who don't speak any, you know, the same language, and you put that ball there, and it could be somebody from Turkey, it could be somebody from Cuba, it could be somebody from Puerto Rico, Trinidad, Colombia, and they find a peace playing the game.
Dude,
so that's what's sick. How
so cool,
it brings people together.
Dude, I remember being like 15, like you were talking about 15 years old. It got me thinking about when I would play at the park, and there'd be some dudes there. And I wasn't speaking Spanish that well, and there was a European guy.
Correct.
Sometimes an African kid came through. And, like, we didn't speak the same language, but I felt like we understood one another.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know when you get that rhythm going when you're playing, and then you're like, wow, I get you. I feel you.
Without even having to speak to you,
bro. It's beautiful. But, you know, it's true with all sports, but I feel like with soccer, it's just so much different, dude.
Correct.
Like, with that connection with the feet and the mind.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's such a beautiful thing, bro. It's such a beautiful thing. And I, you know, talking to you, like, half an hour ago, you were telling me about bringing that same passion to kids, man. And I'm passionate about that as well. And that's Desmond Gonzalez Enterprise, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Could you tell us a little bit about, so you went from pro and then you got into coaching, and then boom, Desmond Gonzalez Enterprise. How did it happen? Like, where did you find out you wanted to take this passion you had and give it to kids?
Well, I didn't see myself coaching, because I thought kids at first, I was like, man, they're so obnoxious. Somebody said, this, you know, and Desmond, give it a try. So I gave it a try. I started coaching.
Yeah.
I fell in love with it. But then, you know, I was doing very well coaching, you know, enjoying traveling, doing something different. But then I saw there was a need to help kids who cannot afford to play soccer.
And that's a big problem.
Yes.
That's a big problem, honestly.
100%.
Like, we've talked about it before on the show, the pay-to-play model. Some people are for it, some people are against it, but it's real. Like, this whole thing about, I mean, of all the kids that want to play soccer in the city of Miami, I bet you, like, only 15 to 20% are actually doing it because they can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 85% that can't.
100%.
And they might be really good, but we'll never know who they are.
And that's the but that's the point, because and that's why where, you know, my organization comes in and says, okay, you know, Gonzalez Sporting Enterprises, if you don't have the money or, you know, let's say the financial background to be able to afford these things, that we'll be able to provide that for me. Wow, and that's what we do now. Everybody asks me, you know, how do you make money? No, it's not. That's not the first thing about it. I just said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I started it, and I'm able to give back to these kids and change their lives. I can show you text messages that I get from these kids. It's deep, man. You know?
So just so our audience understands, you do this whole thing for free.
For free.
You don't charge anything.
I don't charge anything.
You're a legit coach with licenses, former professional, and you're like, hey, we go to a park. You want to play? I'm not charging anything.
Come here.
I'll coach you.
Exactly. And people look at me like, I had a parent the other day kind of, you know, was like, oh, what's in it for you? What's up? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I spoke to him about what I was doing. Half an hour, he was giving me a hug at the end of the day. He's like, listen, my son can do whatever you want. I have girls that train with us as well, and they love it.
Dude,
you know?
I mean, I'm willing to say that there's probably not another organization with, like, really qualified coaches that are doing that in Miami.
For free. Because why I say initially, right now, it's obviously, hopefully one day we can get sponsored. But I'm not looking for that right now.
But you want to make a living too, of course. You know what I mean?
100%. Like, 100%.
But the fact that you're starting it out this way and you're having to fund it with your own money because it's an organization, it's an enterprise.
Yes, sir.
And you're having to not charge the kids for quality coaching. And who some of them maybe have played before, right? Or some of them haven't. Some of them
exactly. No, some haven't. Yeah. Some have played before. Yeah. And we have different groups.
Where
we don't turn away anybody.
Yeah. So you're taking everybody.
Yeah.
And they get this great coaching for free.
And get to interact, because some of my best friends, like, for instance, one of my best friends is one of the biggest agents in the world. People don't know about that. So it's bringing him and bringing these players. You know, like the other day I went to Atlanta. I met with Miles Robinson. He just got called into the U.S. national team. He's a good
friend of mine.
Miles Robinson, he's the center back. They just won the U.S. Open Cup.
Wow, in Atlanta.
I was there. He gave me tickets. My friend, who was his agent, we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Went out, you know, had a nice dinner together, and celebrated.
Dude.
So
these
are connections. Now, Miles, whenever he's off in the off time, he's going to come in and say what's up to my group.
Wow, you know? Dude. Yeah,
so it's
dude.
Deep, brother. It's
you
deep.
Know, it's interesting when you're working from a perspective, because the way I compare working for free is almost like a volunteer.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
And a volunteer's heart is different from someone who's paid.
Gotcha.
You get me? Like, they come not from a place of duty, but from a place of service.
Yes.
Right? You're offering a service, but your mode is more like, I'm serving the common good, as opposed to serving the common good for a profit.
Correct.
So your heart is different.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so much different to do something for free, bro.
Correct.
It really is. And what I want to say is that you're being shaped. Honestly, like, you're being molded and shaped because you're doing something at no price, simply for the love. And when you put that out into the universe, something happens and it returns back to you.
Yes, that's deep.
It's true, bro. It's a boomerang effect, bro. Generosity, it always returns.
Correct.
Sometimes greater. Maybe not in the way you expected.
But in different ways.
But in different ways, bro. And so, like, I'm just inspired to hear this, man. And
see,
really cool.
People have to remember, you know, there are times, man, that this is not cheap. I have kids that I have to, some
you
of
have
them.
Kids?
You know, kids in my organization. In the group. Sorry, children in the group, our youth.
Okay.
Where some of them don't have socks.
Damn.
Okay, people might think, okay, one pair of socks. But guess what? One pair of socks, renting fields, making sure there's Gatorade water.
Yeah.
When we travel, traveling as a group, some maybe need gas, some need to get there. Some don't have jerseys, getting jerseys. So all of this stuff adds up. And at the end of the month, when you're continuously doing this, it's like you look at your account and you're like, wow.
All this money out.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what drives me? Is when these kids are like, wow, coach, you're doing something different. And I can be here speaking with you and somebody can be speaking with some of the people in my organization.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that they'll say is, you know what? Coach Desmond, we love him because what he's doing for us, nobody else has ever done without making a profit.
Yeah.
Making money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not doing my personals as much as I am because I'm putting everything into these kids.
Yeah.
Maybe it's wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be, but guess what?
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So.
You know what, bro? Is it you said that? Is it like, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right? Because, you know, whenever you create like businesses or corporations or you try movements or different things, we were talking about this earlier, and I want people on here to say this, like, maybe it's wrong, and maybe it fails, and maybe the whole thing fucks up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Who cares, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying something,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing what comes natural to your heart.
100%.
And what does it matter if it doesn't work out or if you're wrong? Bro, it doesn't matter. Like, you're living from the center and the core of your being, and you're doing what you think is right for these kids. And even if the business model or the structure isn't right, dude, that doesn't matter, bro.
See, the deepest part...
Because you'll figure it out, man.
Yeah, the deepest part I have to remember is it is working out. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I've changed one kid's life.
Yeah, yeah.
So whether
it's
called another name...
Yeah.
Justin Enterprise, Gonzalez, whatever... We've changed. We're changing kids' life,
bro.
And that's what this
exactly,
really is about.
Bro. And that's
money will come,
but
it's about changing these kids' life, and we're doing that.
Dude, legacy over currency every single day, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to live, dude.
100%.
That's the way to live, man. Matter of respect, bro. Matter of respect.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're building DSG. That's what I like.
GSC, Gonzalez Sporting Enterprise.
DSG. Yeah. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, GSC. Yeah. Love it.
So you're building it. You're coaching at the Toros right
mm-hmm.
now, with Coral Gables.
Correct.
Toros. You got a boys team over there.
Yeah, a little U19.
U19, okay. And you're building it. You're giving it your best foot forward, trying to make this thing a reality. Tell me, like, when you think about your enterprise,
mm-hmm.
what do you want to see? Like, what would be the ideal thing that happened, bro? Just like, dream right now, out of the box. Like, would be the freaking, like, the best thing that could happen right now?
Best thing that could happen now is that where my company, my organization is in every inner city, in the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County. If a kid wants to play, they have a place.
Dang, bro.
That's what I want. And to partner with different organizations who believe the same thing as me. And when I say partner, it doesn't mean partner, let's say, for a profit, but partner in assisting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, doing something together, saying, okay, wow.
Mm.
Miami, like, for parents, is what Miami Tiempo is doing. I love it. I love mm-hmm. it. You know, it's a risk to go on and do something on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easier to fall under, let's say, Coral Gables, Kendall, Collision, or whatever the case is.
It's hard
is.
To go independent.
But
bro.
To go independent, like, what I do is a risk every day.
Uh-huh.
Because it's real. It's your thing.
Yeah.
You, if it fails, it's your fault.
Yeah.
That's deep.
That's true, man. When you're, one of the advantages to being an entrepreneur is you get to live on your own rules, they say, or whatnot, or
100%.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
But one of the disadvantages is if anything goes wrong in your business, you can't blame anybody. It's all on you. It's really easy and nice to have, like, a normal job, because then when anything's wrong, you can blame somebody.
Blame the boss, your partner,
bro.
Your this, your
but
that.
But when anything fucks up in your business, it's all on you, bro.
Mm.
And that takes a special person to be able to withstand those rainfalls, bro.
100%.
You know what I mean? So that I want to go back to that thing, what you said earlier, because I want to dream about how that would look in Miami. So you want, like, an ability for, let's take cities like that are in poverty, like inner city parts of Miami, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we have, what comes to mind for me is like some parts of Little Havana.
Correct.
Little Haiti.
Correct.
Alapata.
Correct.
Some parts of North Miami.
Homestead as well.
Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other areas where you feel like what you're doing really resonates with?
Well, you see, as I'm traveling in Miami,
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised, even in like Coconut Grove area,
yeah.
there's little pockets of inner city,
yeah,
which I didn't
yeah,
think.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you think
yeah,
Coconut
yeah.
Grove, you think, whoa, rich.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
but there's pockets there. Hialeah, there's different pockets of
uh-huh.
these places that have inner cities that, you know, and the great thing is all I want to do, if you cannot afford to play soccer, come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, skinny, whatever. If you if you have a disability, whatever, we will find something for
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the enjoyment
dude.
Of it
yeah,
through
dude.
What my organization is called.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. That's powerful, bro.
Yeah,
bro. It almost sounds like an all acceptance for all.
Thank you.
You know,
but isn't
it's
this
like,
what the universe of? We're supposed to
yeah,
accept
yeah, yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's true for sports. It should be true for a lot of different facets of life. Like, come as you are, you know? It's almost scriptural, dude. You know what I mean? Like, just, you know, we take you, we accept you, we're gonna love on you, we're gonna provide something for you because why not, bro?
100%, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, why not?
100%.
And And that's just good, man. That's good. So how would this, like, this vision of yours that you're painting right now, how do you think would go down? Would it have to be like corporate entities and corporate dollars that go about funding your organization to be in different parts of Miami and provide this? Like, how do you think?
100%. I think right now what I'm doing is, it's very important, is that, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just starting it.
Yeah.
People are like, man, you wait till you get money. No, I'm not waiting for corporate dollars. I'm not waiting through my friends, my family, people that trust me. We're pushing this every day.
Yeah.
And hopefully one day we can get, you know, the you know, seen by some of the corporate sponsors to assist. Because ideally what I want is to have coaches like yourself, Justin. Mm-hmm. I think you're great. But mm-hmm. let's say you're with Tiempo. But I can say to Justin, you know what? Because people have families. And to say, you know what? With some of this corporate dollar, we can now pay a good coach to come in and run a session for these inner city kids and say, you know what, wow, this is going to entice them to come in. Because remember, people have families at the end of the day. It's about the kids. I want the kids to be free.
Yeah.
But to get some sort of sponsorship, corporate, you know, just to get coaches like yourself in to come out with a jersey that says GSE and giving back to the kids, maybe for a clinic or an hour or so, and we're able to pay you for your knowledge.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So that's cool, bro. What we want to do.
That'd be a great... Yeah, I just had like a vision when you were talking about, like, so imagine like all these kids that can't afford soccer and corporate entities that believed in your vision were able to fund coaches' salaries, or maybe they do it for free.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, you can't, you know, put that on everyone, but maybe. I know that would feel really enlivened. That would feel really good for me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that would feel like really powerful in my life. Mm-hmm. So maybe like,
or maybe a both, a mixture of maybe not top dollar, but give them something compensative so that they, when Gonzalez Sporting Enterprise is reaching out to these coaches to come, because we're not going to just reach out to anybody. You have to believe in what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, and some people don't. Some people are like, no, you know, you why are you doing this? Why are you without any money? Why? But if you believe in the vision and we can afford to have you come in and speak or do a session as a clinic, we would like to have those dollars to pay you.
Yeah, exactly. Got it.
I think it's fair. That's my vision. No, and anybody who has a problem, I think, doesn't really understand our vision.
Yeah, yeah. And our visions morph, you know. Our visions change. Our visions evolve.
Correct.
You know, and so, but I really feel like it's, you know what I like about it is it's not being done here. And it doesn't exist.
Mm.
And that's what I like about it, is that it's new.
Mm.
It almost seems like, because you haven't heard it before, that it almost seems like silly when you hear it. To be honest with you, I'm like, man, but why would you do that for free? Mm. Like, there has to be some sort of
niche.
But then when there's like some sort of like bend to it, like there's gotta be something in that, you know. But then I'm like, no, like why does it have to be like that? What if this is just purely good, and it comes from like the good inside of you and your heart, and that goodness is contagious and it spreads to other coaches where they can say like, yeah, like that is right, you know?
100%.
You don't have to profit on everything.
Well,
you know? And so I just like, bro, I want to see this vision. I want to see it go, man.
Well, take it like this, for the listeners who are listening, and for people, again, why would somebody like myself, right? Basically, and I'm a very upfront person, lose so much money and put his own money into something? Because this, I haven't seen a dollar yet. I'm not making, you know, the coaches that are with me haven't seen a dollar. And I'm out there 3 times a week, sometimes 4, with these kids. Haven't seen a dollar. Nobody has said, oh, we're going to give you big amount of money.
Yeah.
So it has to be somewhere good. What I'm trying to say is, if you guys come out, whoever's listening, yourself, Justin, and you see these children's faces that I'm touching, that's like money. That's like money, seriously.
Yeah, dude, that's beautiful.
And I leave home happy.
Dang,
I mean, sorry, dude. I leave the park happy.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that's
because
so
guess what? They're not paying me, but you know how they're paying me? Because they're giving everything, and they're wanting to learn.
Yeah.
And they're giving their soul, they're giving their time, their energy.
Dang, bro. That's powerful.
It's deep, bro.
That's powerful. You know what you're doing is you're creating a movement. Is essentially what you're doing, like a ground, like grassroots movement. And that's what you're doing, you know. And it's purely motivated by the love of the game. Bro, I really love talking to you, man. I want to keep this conversation going. I want to be able to support you.
Thank you, bro.
You can count on Temple to support you.
Thank you, brother.
I know the girls at the club would be down to like be part of something. I think one of the girls after practice approached you about something.
Yeah, we definitely, I wanted, you know, it's, and I can even say it on the podcast, I want to do something where, and it's never been done before, but I want to do something where, even if it's, we can collaborate and do like a girls clinic, like to empower women through soccer, because this is what I'm about, you know what I'm saying? And not saying I have tons of males in my, but to do a clinic that just empowers women athletes and do something like that, it would be sick. So hopefully we can partner and collaborate.
I think they would be totally up for that, man, to be honest, bro. I really think some of them would be really digging that. If there's anything that we could do, what about someone listening right now? We'll put, like I said, your Instagram down there. That'd be a great way to find you, connect with you,
brother.
But what can someone do, like, that's listening, that's like, all right, like, I want to help this vision out. Like, I believe in opportunity for all kids, and I want to see like soccer, you know, being taught to kids that can't afford it. And what can someone do right now? What do you think? Should they just contact you? Like, what happens?
What I want you to do, I want you to first, for off of listening, I want you to envision, if you believe that this can be for you, I want you to come, and if there's an idea, let's talk about it, let's make that idea a reality. That's what it is. And the good thing about what we're doing with Justin's work, There's no bad idea.
There's no bad idea in helping
kids with soccer. If you say you want to go and take a whole group to a game, if you want to have a paint soccer ball, there's no bad idea.
Yeah, dude.
So just, I want you to elaborate, to think, contact me, and let's make it happen.
Dude,
and be a part of something great.
Fresh, bro. Fresh. Awesome. Well, guys, you heard that. You guys got a little peek into Desmond Gonzalez's heart, his mind. If you know him, maybe you knew another side of him, and if you haven't met him, well, here he is. And we're trying to see. Could you imagine what if you keep going, and what this will be like in 10 years, in 20 years?
Changing kids' lives, brother.
It's,
but I need help. We need partnership. Like, what Justin is doing is great. How you broke off, and look at how you have. Look, man, this is awesome. It's to come out here and see, you know, you break off and do your own thing.
Sick, exactly, brother. Represent, dude. That's sick. Thank you, brother. And I'm proud of you too, man. Honestly, brother. Like, you know, it takes courage to start your own thing and to believe in it, because it's really hard to do something and be scared of failing, dude, if we're honest. And that's like one of the risk is hard. And so it's not easy to try something because it's very scary that it won't work out. But I don't want to live the end of my life and feel like regrets, you know, and I want to live it all out right now, bro. You know what I mean? So, guys, I hope you got a inner look into Desmond, and again, connect with him on social media. What's the social media? What's the handle?
Coach DG Miami.
Coach DG Miami,
bro. You're going to see Gonzalez Sport Represent. Enterprises in the picture, and that's me.
We'll drop it for you. We'll put up a post for you, too.
You're the man, brother.
We'll make a post for you.
You're the man. Tiempo, baby.
Hey,
Tiempo.
All day, DG.
Yeah, all right, brother. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys, for watching. Awesome, brother. You know.